Most of the time, we go to a person or persons whom we recognize they can be of help to our needs, problems, or difficulties. We go to them with trust and humility, recognizing we need help. We cannot do it alone, or we have confidence to that person or persons. We ask their help because we have faith in them. Jesus Christ in our gospel today is teaching us, ask his Father in his name. He said, "Very truly I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete." The Blessed Virgin Mary is a great example of this. The first one to ask in her son's name to help others. At the wedding in Cana, Mary asked Jesus that the hosts have no more wine, and this was embarrassment to the hosts. Mary had no doubt that he, her son, will grant her requests even if it is not yet his time, because Mary knew whom she would ask, and her prayer will never go in vain, as she said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Every day in our prayer, or in every Eucharistic celebration, at the end of every prayer we say, "Through Christ our Lord," or "In Jesus' name," recognizing that command in our gospel today. "Ask anything from my Father in my name, he will give it to you." My dear brothers and sisters, God definitely knows our need, and he will give and provide, especially because we are doing his will. We just need to ask and have confidence on him. He is magnificently generous for all our needs. Humbly asking him, he will give it to us. And behind that request is our acceptance of God's will, not our own will be done. Our prayer through Jesus is not to tell God something he does not know already. Rather, it is to help make us aware of what our real needs and to go to where those needs will be answered. So let us go and boldly approach God as our Father in Jesus' name. Pray with confidence, and our need will be given to us. Ask, and you will receive.